William Rosenberg, the founder of Dunkin' Donuts, died this past Friday at the age of 86. He started with a single shop in Quincy, Massachusetts in 1948. Now the chain spans the globe with more than 5,000 outlets in 37 countries. Joining us to talk about William Rosenberg is Jessica Brilliant Keener. She co-authored a book with Rosenberg about his life titled Time to Make the Donuts. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Mr. Rosenberg launched his business empire from very humble personal beginnings, didn't he?
From nothing. He dropped out of school at the age of 14 during the Great Depression in 1939 to help support his family, and he became a telegram boy.
And even before Dunkin' Donuts, he had several businesses, including a fleet of trucks for mobile catering, like the trucks you see at construction sites these days that pull up and the side opens and you can buy a sandwich and coffee and so forth.
That's right. He came up with that design. And another interesting point is that he decided to sell his coffee for 10 cents a cup as opposed to 5 cents, which is what everybody else was selling their coffee for. And everyone told him that he would fail, that that was absolutely ridiculous. Nobody would buy it for 10 cents. So he said, give the cup of coffee for free, tell them to try it, and if they like it, then they'll buy it, because Bill was a very deep believer in good coffee. He loved coffee. And so people tried the coffee and loved it and paid 10 cents, and the rest is history.
And as I understand it, that's where he got the idea that he could actually make a lot of money selling coffee and pastries, because he figured out that that's what most people bought out of these trucks, right?
Yeah. Over time, he began to see that 40% of his revenues came from coffee and donuts. And actually, it was because of his baker. He had lunch with this man, Alvin, and that's when he learned how much money you could make selling donuts retail, and he realized that's what he had to do. And then they went ahead and opened up the first donut store.
Right. He started with a single store, but it wasn't named Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right. It's called Open Kettle. They didn't like that name too much, so he corralled a bunch of his associates in a room, and his architect was saying, well, what do you do with a donut? You know, you pluck a chicken, you dunk a donut, and that's how they came up with the name Dunkin' Donut.
He was one of the pioneers of modern franchising. He launched Dunkin' Donuts even before McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken got into franchising. What sold him on it?
Well, I think Howard Johnson's was out there, and he admired Howard Johnson's, and Bill always modeled himself. He looked at whoever was successful, and he modeled himself after that person. And he just felt that if you franchise, that was the best way you could expand.
And he launched this franchising business at a time when franchising was viewed as sort of a shady kind of way to operate.
Absolutely, absolutely. It did not have a good name. There were a lot of fly-by-night people that were making fast buck deals. And Bill told me that large papers like the Times and the Wall Street Journal would not put an ad in the paper with the word franchise in it.
What made William Rosenberg successful? What special characteristics did he possess?
He really was a brilliant person. He was an incredible raconteur. And I think one of the things that I really valued about him is that he just didn't discriminate with people. He didn't care who you were, where you came from, what color your skin was, what your accent was, if you were rich or poor. He just thought and believed that if you had the energy and a good idea and determination to get something done with a positive attitude, he was all for it. And I think that's what made him special.
Well, thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Jessica Brilliant Keener is co-author of the book titled Time to Make the Donuts, about the life of William Rosenberg, the founder of Dunkin' Donuts. He died of bladder cancer this past Friday at the age of 86.